I really appreciate Anne writing in to talk about that. I want to talk with you a little bit about workers and their expectations and why they get involved in this work, as well as about deportation as a kind of violence against women that's being perpetrated now by public policy, apparently. I am a faculty member at the Assaulted Women's and Children's Counselor Advocate Program and a longtime member of the anti-violence community here in Toronto. And I want to add my voice and the voices of women who want to work with women survivors of violence to help them resist violence and regain their independence and power. Women enter this field for many, many different reasons. I've been teaching since about 2000 at George Brown College. They are survivors of violence themselves, and they want to help other women through the recovery and the healing that they have gone through. They have a vision for a world free of violence. Women come into this sector with incredibly idealistic ideas about the kind of world we can create where women can live free of this violence. And many women want to help change the systems that perpetrate violence. They are not trained. They don't enter this sector or work for this movement in order to aid and abet the victimization of women who've experienced violence. That victimization can happen at the hands of police, Canada Border Services Agency agents, or other representatives of the government and the state. Our training teaches women who work in our sector to resist this co-optation with all of our might, and I call on workers in the sector and those who are training to be workers to continue to resist this co-optation. Canada Border Services Agency says their policy is to enter shelters to arrest women who are fleeing violence. That violence may happen in their home countries, or that violence may happen in Canada. This is a policy that contributes to violence against women, and it must be changed. Deportation, there's a sign right here that says, because deportation is violence against women. And deportation is a system that tears families apart, that takes women, uproots them from communities where they've established their roots and their base for years and years, uproots them and sends them back to horrific violence, as Jane talked about in her statement, to violence that could lead to their death, as happened to a young Mexican woman named Gris in the fall, who was deported from Canada after appealing twice to be able to stay here for fear of the, she was afraid of drug traffickers in her home country of Mexico. She was sent back, her pleas were ignored, and indeed she ended up dead last fall. And this is the kind of policy that Canada Border Services Agency's agents are pursuing when they come into shelters. These are the women who are using shelters. This is the kind of violence that they are fleeing. As Eileen has already said, I don't have to tell you again that this will ensure that women have to return to abusers, are returned to violence in their home countries. And why target these women? This smacks to me of lazy policing. Easy to go after the people who are very vulnerable. Easy to go after the people who have few resources. These are not women who are threatening me as a Canadian citizen. I do not need protection from a woman who is fleeing violence and using a shelter. And if anyone has used a shelter, this is not something we do on a lark. This is something that's done out of desperation. As is staying in a country that does not welcome you, that bars you from many, many services because of your status or lack of it. These are not people who are out to cheat the system. These are people who are desperate. These are women who are trying to keep their families together. They have children born here in this country. They are threatened with losing those children, being forced to leave those children, or take them back to situations where they have little protection. Why are we targeting these women? Why are Canada Border Services agents, why is their time being used to hang outside of women's shelters to pick up women who are fleeing violence? And my other question is, where are they getting their information? So is an abuser calling up CBSA and saying, guess what? My wife has fled to this shelter. Is that who they're listening to for their information? Because if that is the case, then we've got a serious problem on our hands. Where we listen to abusers, where the word of abusers is listened to and held above the safety and security of a woman and her children. And this should concern us all so much. This is the tip of the iceberg, and Eileen is absolutely correct. We've got to face this now, the first time that it happens, and we've got to resist this, and we've got to put this down. Deportation is violence against women. We need to understand that, deportation of women in these situations. Many of these women are pillars in their community. They run programs. They've tried to make other women in their situation feel more at home here. They run programs out of shelters. They help women out. They're pillars of the community, and we are sending them back. Why is it that we care about maternal health when the woman is living in another country, but as soon as she arrives in this country, her maternal health means nothing to Stephen Harper? So the Shelter Sanctuary Status Campaign, and certainly myself and certainly my faculty and students at the Assaulted Women's Program at George Brown College, we call on all places of refuge to refuse to be co-opted by a government. We will not be their agents. We will not cooperate with women's abusers to have them kicked out of this country, to force them back into homes where they face violence. We will refuse to be part of that system, and we must fight back against these kinds of policies that make women so vulnerable to violence and endanger our lives. Thanks.